It really is, Tom. $1.7 billion for 27 miles. It's north of $40 million a mile. It's the most expensive portion of the Beltway system, one of the most expensive portions of roadway in Florida.
Why is it so expensive?
It's so expensive because it's going through a very sensitive environmental area, Tom. And so much of the highway has to be elevated. There's great sensitivity to wetlands and to all of the animals that are there and all the wildlife. And so wildlife corridors and wildlife tunnels have to be built. And that's why this road is so expensive.
And whereas many roads destroy or compromise natural habitat, this, from what I've read, actually will help restore some habitat.
Yes, it absolutely will. It is designed in part to connect certain portions of the ecology of the area that have been disconnected by various drainage and other improvements. So there are very significant environmental benefits. The other thing about the roadway is it has very few interchanges. So unlike most other portions of the Beltway that stimulated economic growth at the interchanges and along their area, this Wekiva Parkway is designed not to do that.
So as you mentioned, Hank, this particular stretch of road is extraordinarily expensive. So what is the plan for financing? Where's all this money going to come from?
This road is being financed by a combination of tolls, grants from the state government, and grants from the federal government. There is no property tax monies that are directly contributed.
Well, let's start with the tolls. Is there any possibility that tolls on the parkway will pay for the road?
There is no possibility that tolls on the parkway will pay for the road anytime
never.
Soon. Never is a long time. The traffic will build up over time, but this is very expensive on a per-mile basis, and this segment is unlikely to pay for itself, certainly not if we take the present value of the investment. But it has other substantial impacts that are very beneficial beyond its ability to generate traffic and toll revenue.
Well, like what? What are some of the benefits for the region, in your view, Hank?
Well, by diverting traffic off of I-4, it creates capacity, and capacity on I-4 is tremendously valuable. We're about to spend a lot of money to just try to add more capacity. So as much as we can create capacity by diverting traffic that is just going around the area, that's a great benefit.
Well, to get back to the funding again, much of the cost, as you have said, will come from tolls on existing roads, perhaps a hike in tolls on existing roads. And I've heard many commuters on the 408, for example, who say, why should I pay extra tolls to fund a road that I'll never use and maybe never even see?
Well, I understand that argument, but we're building a system of highways. We're not building portions of segments of road to serve particular people. And so the system's revenues is what pays for the entire system. More broadly speaking, there's tremendous economic benefit to the entire community to have this beltway system. And that gets us back to why would one build such an expensive segment of this Wekiva Parkway? The reason is because it completes the Beltway system and will divert a lot of traffic from coming down through I-4 that is going south and is not really stopping in the Orlando area.
Will it really, though? Have you seen surveys or studies showing that truckers or tourists, for that matter, actually will use the road?
Yes. The design and engineering studies strongly support the fact that it will divert substantial amount of traffic. And that has a great benefit to the entire metropolitan area.
But, you know, Hank, there are also those who have said that, you know, this is such an incredibly expensive roadway. And if that money is available, maybe there are better ways to spend it, repairing existing roads, for example.
There's been some discussion about, well, could the money that the state has pledged, some $500 million, could it be used for better purposes in terms of improving mobility within the Orlando metropolitan area? And that is an interesting question, but it's in a sense irrelevant because the state has decided that this parkway is important for the state's strategic infrastructure. And so the state has said, if we don't use the money for this parkway, there's no guarantee it's going to be used in Central Florida at all.